This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There's been a flurry of activity in the investigation into Tuesday's terrorist attacks. Police arrested and detained several people and shut down three airports in the New York area. Earlier, investigators at the crash site in rural Pennsylvania found one of the flight recorders. The attorney general said the government had identified the 18 hijackers. Names and pictures were supposed to be released last night, but they weren't. And here's NPR's Barbara Bradley. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, about the arrests. You had some in Texas and some in New York.
That's right. In New York, one man was arrested and several others were temporarily detained at JFK International Airport. The man who was arrested had a fake pilot's license on him, and apparently some of the men detained for questioning had tried to board a plane on Tuesday morning at the same time as the hijackings, but they were apparently turned away at that time. Then in Fort Worth, police questioned two men. When the men were pulled off an Amtrak train, police found that they were carrying box cutters, the same kind that were used on the planes on Tuesday. Investigators are looking into whether there was another planned attack from Dallas that never happened. The FBI, we should know that this is a nationwide search that the FBI is doing. They're poring over the passenger manifest from all the flights that took off on Tuesday morning about the time of the attacks. And they've apparently given the airlines a list of 52 people whom they want to question. So they're supposed to call as soon as these people come across the airline's radar screen.
Now, searchers have made some progress at the crash scene in Pennsylvania.
Yep, that's right. Yesterday evening, they found the flight data recorder. That's the black box that has information about speed and altitude and engine activity. They haven't yet found the voice recorder, and that's going to be very interesting if and when they do find that. The voice recorder should have the last 30 minutes of conversations in the cockpit. We'll be able to hear voices, and we'll get a much better sense of what actually happened just before the crash. Remember, it was on that flight that crashed in Pennsylvania that the passengers are believed to have tried to resist the hijackers. And once they found that another flight had crashed into the World Trade Center, and so they maybe tried to foil that flight. So we'll be able to kind of get a sense of that when we hear the flight, the voice recorder. They haven't been able to thoroughly search the other two crash sites, but we understand that searchers have heard a ping from the black box at the Pentagon.
Now, what's the government saying about whoever masterminded the attack?
Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell became the first official to say on the record that Osama bin Laden is a suspect in the attacks. Now, as you know, bin Laden is a Saudi fugitive who's been at the top of the FBI's terrorist list for some time. But a couple of hours later, others in the administration were saying, wait a minute, hold on, there may be others involved too, perhaps working hand in hand with bin Laden. The reason is that this attack required a whole bunch of money, a whole lot of money, and a whole lot of suicide bombers, and that may be more than bin Laden's organization could supply on its own. According to the Los Angeles Times, the FBI is looking at groups operating in Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan. Now, you know, bin Laden has a history of cooperating with other groups. The FBI believes he worked with Ramzi Youssef in the first bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993. They think they cooperated with the Blind Sheikh in the plan to bomb the Holland Tunnel. That plan was thwarted. And some believe that the Iranian-backed group Hezbollah supplied bin Laden's supporters with equipment in the attack on the USS Cole last year. So investigators are looking at another cooperative effort.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.